Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
All right, let's welcome our Chrononauts.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our salted coffee.
I told you it was going to be something weird.
Oh, he wasn't going to do What was the one that I wanted him to do? Do you remember?
It was something significant with like time travel.
Oh, he said the reason when he was talking about the math, he said, I didn't figure out the time. And I was like, that's going to be what Desmond says.
And I said, no, he's going to do something weird and obscure. And it's true. Salted coffee? Why? Why?
We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is...
Time Pop!
You guys harmonize so nicely together.
Do you even remember the salted coffee? I mean, I know it's stupid. Okay.
Yes!
This is spicy.
Because it's stupid and random.
I told you. He's going to do something stupid
and
random.
I know, but the other way, it was the... Do you remember what he used for his math when he was talking to her?
None of that matters. I remembered what I was going to tell you guys before we started recording, but I'm glad that we're recording now because I want it here. I kind of, you know how I watch things?
Yes.
I had an Amazon special about quantum physics on. I know now why writers just say quantum. If you listen to people talk about quantum physics for 2 hours, you'll be like, somewhere in there is time travel.
In everything.
It is a fucking...
complex.
Even people who know it are just like, I don't know what is inside. Like, you know, because they go all down as far as they can and they see weird shit. And then they know there's another level down. And it's like... if we can already see particles jumping back and forth across time and space, and that's just what we can see. It's if time travel exists, it's in. And especially when, because they use light a lot for time travel, like whether they are actually using light or they just have lights flashing around. And I forget that light is a very, very, it's the only thing that's a particle and
matter.
Well, that's matter. Particles are matter.
It's the only thing that's matter and energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically actually there and actually not there at the same time. And that...
it's like Schrodinger's cat.
It's quantum, baby, is what it is.
It doesn't come up this week, finally. Even on this, like, Schrodinger's cat marathon, and I'm good that it's not mentioned for once.
It's got to come up on this series at some point.
And you know what else is not going to come up today? Interstellar. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about what an amazing film it is and using gravity for time travel and how influential that is. Not today.
But see, if you go down to the water planet...
Okay, okay.
Tick, 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 tick.
Get out of here with that. For all of our listeners today, Desmond, what did we watch?
We watched two episodes or an episode and a half. We watched The Umbrella Academy.
Yay!
Is what we watched. And do you guys, I haven't watched the third season, but I watched the first two seasons and I enjoyed it.
We watched all of it.
I can't tell you anything about it except for the two episodes I watched today.
Wow.
So... can you guys give a general outline of what the Umbrella Academy is?
Well, of course, we're assuming that our listeners have either watched this episode or watched all of it.
But he's asking for a background of just the Umbrella Academy.
But okay. For the people who want a quick background overview, the Umbrella Academy is based off of a graphic novel.
Yes, comic book graphic novel, yeah.
Based off of a
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
Comic book.
Graphic novel. Yeah.
Okay, graphic novel. And... Do you want to do an overview?
Can we do it together? One? I mean, you got it.
Okay, so it's...
there's a rich tycoon, right?
Seven...
who adopts...
specially powered children who was adopted by a rich man. They were all born on the same exact day, same exact time. And they all have special powers, kind of like X-Men-esque. They each have different unique powers. one of the kids' powers is, well, first he's able to teleport through space, but eventually he learns to teleport through space and time. And that's where we get all of our time travel aspects in the story. And they use a lot of time travel in this show.
Right. I mean, in season one, it's about his powers, number five. Season two is all about them time traveling to the 60s. And then season three is like outside. They come back to a future that's different. And then they go outside of time and space altogether.
Ooh, really?
So the series, anyway, the guy raises them to use their powers and become like a superhero team with little masks on. They have a few things that go on. They become popular in the world and people like have toys and comic books of them. But eventually they fight someone and one of them dies. And from that, I think they kind of stop and break up and they kind of all go their separate ways. The dad is kind of abusive and messed up. And then he dies and it brings them back together. And that's a pretty quick overview.
Ben dies.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of splits up the band. And then dad dies. And that's what gets the band back together.
Yeah.
And there's a major event that happens. So the kid who can travel through time, he's number five of the seven.
Yeah, they each just have numbers.
Numbers instead of names. They have names as well, but...
Oh, yeah, but five didn't because he left so early.
Yeah. Right? So he uses his powers when they weren't fully developed, and he travels forward in time after an apocalypse had just happened. So the world has ended. It's a post-apocalyptic. Everyone's dead. Buildings are destroyed. It's rubble everywhere. And he survives in this post-apocalyptic world for like 40 years or something.
I'd say like 60 or 70.
I mean, let's say he's maybe like, what is he, 10 or 12 when he leaves? And it seems like, yeah, he's maybe in his 60s or so. Yeah.
Okay, so you're right. All right, I guess
let's give him 50 years, whatever.
Yeah.
50 years.
By himself, alone.
Apocalypse years are rough years.
Yeah.
So he looks 80, but he might be.
Yeah, who knows? He's not eating well.
Yeah.
He's all by himself except for a mannequin that he befriends. And hey, let's not pass any judgments. If you're by yourself for 60 years, you might do worse things than that.
Hell yeah. Dolores, I love you, baby.
Dolores, the mannequin, had things happen to her that are probably unspeakable.
It reminds me of I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to the mannequin.
At least he's got a dog.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, the isolation does crazy things to your brain.
I mean, just ask Tom Hanks.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. So he's unable to get back to his own time. He teleported forward, but couldn't get back. But in that time that he was there, he finds the bodies of his siblings grown up, the age where the show starts to take place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so he knows, I guess he pieces it together and he knows that in the future, because when he left, he was like, yeah, 13 or 14. But in the future, his siblings attempt to stop this apocalypse and fail. And then he grows up and gets old. And there is an agency in this universe. They are called
Commission?
The Commission.
Thank you.
And they are in charge of the timeline. They have the ability to time travel using a time machine. So our character number five has the physical ability to just travel himself. But this agency people use a briefcase, which is a time machine, and they travel throughout time making corrections to benefit themselves.
The time, yeah. They're suggesting there's an order that's supposed to be. By the way, this show is pre-Loki because there really are some similarities.
Yeah.
Interesting that the outside of time and space, there's an order that keeps time. It's a interesting concept that almost, you know, in our world of genres.
Are they outside of time and space?
Yeah.
Oh.
They are?
You have to be, yeah. They're in this like whole other, it's like just a different, they work with time. They don't age with it.
Yeah.
They're like outside of time and space.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that work there and keep track of things. And there's different agents that have these briefcases that go throughout time correcting. And
yeah.
So I know they bounce around, but they bounce around within our world. They don't
Right. But the headquarters where everyone else works at the main office is outside of time and space.
That's
and then when,
right.
when these people go to do their mission, they go into time whenever and do their thing. Yeah. So that's fine. It's three examples I can think of. In Flash, the Flash TV show, there's like I forgot what they're called, but they're like timekeepers. If you violate time rules,
they're time cops.
They're kind of time cops that get you. And obviously Loki's got the time.
Rick and Morty, the ball sacks. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We got four examples of like time officers.
And the one in the 2 minute, is it called 2 minute timer?
1 minute. There's no time cops in that.
No, the one where they go back where there's the two TVs.
Oh.
That had time cops in it.
Two TVs?
That happened in the Japanese restaurant. Yeah. And they kept going up to his.
Oh, the beyond the infinite two yeah. minutes.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, they had time cops.
All right,
that.
This is good. So there's a good handful.
I mean, it's an interesting concept that time is something that needs to be monitored and policed.
It's such a human way of like of us, you know, we can't conceive of what time is, obviously. And so it's us making it like, oh, it's like there's laws and there's cops and a government. It's such a poor way of looking at it.
Well, because it makes sense because everyone would want to change something, but changing because there's bound to be a butterfly effect. So even though, you know, everything tells you to go kill Hitler, like that would start a whole different domino effect of problems. And it's like, okay, we know our timeline kind of sucks, but this is the suck that we've learned how to deal with. So let's.
Yeah.
Well, the issue, I was just reading a great article on all this stuff. And there's like, right, there's the idea of the Hitler paradox. And if you kill Hitler, the world that you know changed drastically. And you may not be alive in that world to even go back and have killed Hitler. And that's the paradox
yeah.
therein. Or also that you killed Hitler, but then he never did anything. And why in the future did you go back to a thing that never happened? Because there's just a lot of paradoxes therein.
Yeah. And so it makes... So yeah, I can see a lot of people being like, well, there shouldn't be a time police because who are you? And it's just like, because bad things happen all the time. So let's just leave the bad... But then, of course, obviously, this commission is going to end up with its own thoughts and ideas of what should be changed. And there's the idea of time police. They're like, let's just leave everything the way it is. And if anyone changes anything, we change it back. But then obviously they're going to decide what's best for humanity. They're like, well, we can't go back 100 years and kill Hitler, but maybe we could go back tomorrow and make that bad thing not happen.
Well, they're suggesting there is a script of how it's supposed to go, but there's free will. I have a hard time with this logic.
So in this show, it almost seems as though the commission, the company that is monitoring the space-time continuum, which is what they call it, it almost seems as if they know the end of the story.
Yeah.
It's like they know how it's supposed to all yeah. end, and so they are navigating each and every turn to end up there.
Right. And are they writing the story? I mean, you guys have seen more than I have. Are they writing the story? Or are they
fixing. If people fall off script, they fix it.
Are they writing W-R-I-T-E? Or R-I-G-H-T.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What do you mean, yeah? Which one?
Oh.
No, they're both right. They're correct. They're making adjustments. There's a script, well, and humans have free will.
Yeah.
And if they do something that's not off the script, they go back and eliminate probably the person or some
but
of that situation.
But did the commission write the script?
No.
Or is the commission carrying out God's?
I know, yeah. Whose orders? Where's this script come from?
It's almost like Scott's theory of it's happened before and so they have to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would be happening.
So this company is a big aspect of the show, and the main woman is this very stylish woman. I don't even know her name.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
Anyway, she shows up in the post-apocalyptic world to find Five when he's like 60 or 70 years old or whatever, and recruits him as an agent, saying that she can get him back to his time if he is an agent for 5 years and he works for the company and he goes around.
Essentially as a time assassin.
Yeah, killing people.
To right the wrongs.
So they show him like shooting down the big old blimp that blew up.
Oh yeah, like he's part of like the Hindenburg.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think with Stalin they show.
Yeah.
They show him killing that guy that started World War One, killing Kennedy.
Well, supposed to.
He doesn't. About to kill Kennedy.
Of course, Kennedy's one where he's like, can't do it.
Does Lee Harvey end up being a character later on in the show?
No.
No.
Because if he was supposed to kill him, then the commission had to have sent Harvey back to do the job.
Well, there's theories that Harvey wasn't really...
There's that.
He was just the fall guy. There's lots of theories. I mean, you can go. Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
I'm not talking about real world theories. I'm talking about Umbrella Academy theories. If they sent number five to kill Kennedy, then Kennedy and number five didn't do it. We saw number five not do it.
Oh yeah, no. I think they do cover that. Someone else does. I don't think it's Lee Harvey. It's someone else.
It's another.
Okay, so Harvey's still the fall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this whole time when he's working as an assassin, he has been trying to correct his mathematical equation, apparently, that he needed to time travel back to when he first time traveled.
Which, why does he...
So I researched this a little bit. So they're suggesting when he first time traveled, he had not done that yet. He'd only teleported. He starts telling his dad, hey, I think I can do time also. And he's like, don't fuck with time. You're not ready for it yet. And he's like, fuck you, I'm a kid. I'm going to do time travel. And he doesn't know. There's still things you need to figure out. And he doesn't know how to do it yet. And so it took years and years. Well, all along in the apocalypse, he's kind of studying and figuring it out. And there, even though it's like powers, you have to like figure out some, that you still have to make some decisions in your brain. If it is just powers, you have to think about what you're going to go and you got
to. You have to do math. You have to do a math equation in your head.
He spent all that time figuring out the math equation of how to get back. So there's a little bit of powers and a little bit of math.
And he figures this out basically while he's about ready to kill Kennedy. This light bulb goes off. He opens up his book of notes.
Yeah. So instead of killing Kennedy, he clenches his fists and thinks real hard and opens up a window and sees his siblings, the age that they...
In present day, not when he left. He left when he was... For him, 50 years ago.
Grown up, yeah.
But for his siblings, they're probably about 10 years older.
And he steps through the window, and as he does, he's de-aged. Is that a word?
It is now.
He is reverse-aged.
He quantum fluxes back to his original age.
Right. So now he's the 12-year-old or however old he's supposed to be when he first jumped.
So now he's the younger sibling. Now he's 10, his body is 10 years younger than his siblings.
But his mind is still the 70-year-old with all the memories.
In a kid in short pants.
In a kid's body.
In a private school jacket with short pants.
With a thirst for good wine.
Yeah. It's funny. The only other time I've seen that was in Endgame, right? Where they're trying to mess with time travel instead. For Ant-Man, time passes through him and he comes out like a baby. Anyway, they said, that he figured out the math equation. He got that a little bit. It was a little wrong, which is why he came back to the right time, but the wrong age for him. But that's a neat paradox that you've lived 70 years.
Yeah.
It's 10 years. Your siblings are 10 years older and you're back to where you were when you left. It's a fun concept.
It is. It makes for a lot of fun in the show.
So the rest of the story is essentially five trying to prevent the apocalypse from happening in the first place. And he knows that it's going to happen in like 4 days or something.
Yeah.
He figured out that the time that he just returned to, the apocalypse is now about to happen in 4 days. And then they have to figure out, you know, who it is and what it is and how he can stop it. And that's the rest of the episode.
I would have taken more time than 4 days personally. That's a lot of pressure. I would have done like 6 months, but.
Well, that's where, because he's not.
The math equation.
He's not good at. Yeah, he got the math wrong a little bit and he opened up a portal and he had to take the portal he had.
His story is so fun. I was just saying, Ari, this could be its own movie.
Yeah.
This guy that's like, he's a kid, he's got these powers, he pushes it, ends up living his life 70 years by himself in an apocalypse, then comes back to prevent it. Well, then is an assassin throughout time, and then comes back now as a 7-year-old in a 12-year-old's body when they're old. It's a fascinating story.
Sorry, I'm jumping outside of this episode quite a bit, but I'm just curious. Is there a timeline where he dies in the apocalypse with his siblings?
No. In this series, you know, what happened is what happened, and he comes back to try to stop the apocalypse. I think they do. No, they fail, but he takes them all to go back in time to like retry, and then they end up in season 2 in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then they find there's a new apocalypse. Like they cause these issues with, by fucking with time, they cause, what was it called? Like a Rumpelmintz or something like that. A Kugelblitz. Kugelblitz. That's seriously the thing. And yeah, it's like this thing that's going to destroy time in the 60s. So then they have to like deal with that then. And then the third season, they come back to an altered future. They come back. Now they talk to their dad in the past who didn't know them yet. And when they come back, he doesn't adopt them. They don't exist in that sense.
He adopted 7 different kids.
Oh. Didn't he have them like, they don't exist in that time? Like they were killed as babies or something?
Yeah, because otherwise it would be a paradox.
Yeah, they don't exist when they come back. But there's still a paradox because they never existed. So why are they, you know, why is it not like a Marty McFly where they disappear?
Because they're jumping timelines. It's not one timeline.
Right.
They're jumping dimensions.
Well, does their show suggest that they believe, the research I was doing says that this show is going on the premise that it's one timeline, but you can have butterfly effects and ripple effects. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Oh.
They play like there's one timeline, but again, you're making up your own rules. I have a hard time. This is fun for us to debate, right? If you existed once, but you eliminated yourself from ever happening, do you disappear? Or is it the science, like once you exist, once the matter exists, it's there.
It's there, yeah.
Even if you've erased it, you're there.
But then if you argue that it's ripple effect, then it would ripple forward and you wouldn't exist, and then would ripple back.
And it never, yeah. These are some of the problems that I love to...
Because I think you'd always exist, because even though you're back in the 60s, it's still your future. It's still your matter's future.
When your past is your future, I know that. I love that shit. I love when... It's their future, which is in the past.
Yeah. A minute's a minute's a minute, no matter how you spend it.
No, the 60s, fine. They start meeting with the dad, and he's like not having any of it. And they're trying to like talk to him about the future. But once he's made that decision, yeah, I mean, just one belief, the Marty McFly effect, that they should disappear. The other is that once you've existed, you exist. Scientifically, you exist. And that's not to be erased. Of course, this is why time travel is issues.
So this is always my... issue with time travel movies.
I hate to say, again, my theory is the only one I think that has any logic to it. But of course, I think that because it's mine.
Of course. If time travel, if you're good at time travel, which the commission apparently is.
Well, they fuck up all the time, but go ahead.
Why recruit him at 60 after he's been in, like, why not recruit him in his mid-20s or something?
She said that they were been watching him for a long time, and they're very impressed with his survival skills.
Yeah, maybe like a position opened at the company. That's kind of how they treat it.
Well, because they probably have to hire people outside, because I guess that would make sense that your hirees are going to be people who have already kind of existed outside of the natural order of things.
Yeah.
Because he never finds anybody, like, right? Like, he is the only thing that exists.
Yeah.
In this future.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a scene in, I guess it's season 3, the last season, where it's like an army of agents show up.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? There's like thousands of them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that work for this company, which makes me think that it's not just one timeline. Because if it was one timeline, you would only need one agent.
But think about it. When he talks to her... He's like, he wants to stop this fate from happening. And she's like, she doesn't say like there's multiple timelines. And she's like, no, they fix time. It's like if it wasn't that, then they wouldn't have to fix it if it was just one timeline.
But if you have the ability to travel anywhere, anytime, in any moment, why do you need thousands
absolutely.
And thousands
it's
of
a
agents?
Loophole. You're totally right. That's a loophole. I do think they're trying to say there's one timeline. And they have to keep it sacred.
Yeah, no, I agree with
but
you.
But you're totally right. They could do it at their own leisure. Oh, and it's so hard for us to get outside of our...
Why is there always some time travel movies, it makes sense, but they always insert a ticking clock in time travel movies.
Yeah.
Which just breaks.
It makes no sense.
Every reason for time travel.
Time is such a construct that we're raised with, and it's so hard for us to think outside of our brains. It's like this impossible, even for this podcast, we're always trying to think of what it really is outside of how we understand it. And it's tricky. But again, I say my theory is the least amount of loopholes. Everything else has paradoxes to it. If everything that always happened has happened and is happening, that there's no loopholes.
Yeah.
If someone time traveled and did it and they caused it, it had always happened that way. It was always running. Everything else has paradoxes and loopholes. if you go back and you kill Hitler and then Hitler never existed and then you may not have been formed to even go back and kill Hitler, and you, it just doesn't make sense. And this idea of the time association, fixing time, it suggests that there's a strict timeline, but there's free will. And it's just like, then why would it, if it's supposed to, how it's supposed to happen, why are you leaving it free will? If there is free will, then time happens how it's supposed to happen. Or if you have a script, then it should be, then that's always how it should go. You should be able to stray from it if there's a way it has to be. It's a really weird concept.
Well, and the commission lady scoffs at the idea of free will. She goes, ha, free will.
But free will, yeah. But, well, no, she's suggesting there is free will, but if you do it wrong, we'll adjust it accordingly.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
So yes, it's free will with quotation marks around it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense you do it that way. If it's how it has to happen is how it would be, or if it's free will, we're just letting it roll and that's how it goes.
It's the illusion of free will.
Yeah, yeah. If our government was running time, then that's how it would be, absolutely.
Oh, why did I write that down?
Because you're inquisitive.
This was supposed to happen the end of something. Did someone say that or did I just make that up?
Yeah, she, because he asks, can we undo this apocalypse? Like, I'll work for you if we can save the world. And she says, no, this is supposed to happen. This is the end of
something.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, something, I get, you know, in the far future, then life probably grows again and happens. And they just look at time differently.
There's the whole, in the third season, there's this whole like doorway that they go through into another dimension. And that dimension, like, implodes. Remember, they're on that island of, in space? Yeah.
I'm not a fan of season three.
Season three gets weird.
Does it end? Is season three it?
There's one more season coming. No, there's a final season coming. Three is wackadoo.
Yeah.
They go and they make some weird choices. I came across in this article I was reading about it. It took me down some rabbit holes. And there's a thing called the Polchinski paradox or whatever. It says in the 90s, physicist Joseph Polchinski proposed a paradoxical situation in which a billiards ball enters a wormhole at such an angle that when it comes out the other side, it hits itself, diverting its trajectory away from the wormhole. When it comes to people, Polchinski's paradox has to do with going back in time and preventing yourself from reaching the machine or portal that would allow you to go back in time to begin with.
I have heard of that one.
Yeah. I find that really interesting too. And that's some of the paradoxes of just why all these things have issues that would just make time fold in on itself. But even that, time would never allow it for things like that to happen for these paradoxes.
Unless, well, that's if there's only one timeline.
Yeah.
Because you could.
Yes.
Because again,
you could cause a new timeline. Yes. This is assuming one timeline. It's just, I would think time to be a force. The idea that like, oh, I ripped the rules of time and now there's going to be a paradox, the universe will die. It's like, I don't think time would have allowed you to, it wouldn't be set up to allow you to break it.
If you go back and see yourself, it's already bent time in a way, because again, your future, even though it wraps around the other side, is still your future. So if you knock this guy off course to go through the time machine, then his future is just not in the time machine, and then your future can go wherever it wants. It's just, I think unless, if you can go back in time and find yourself, I think anything is possible.
Yeah.
Because you're just not, you're two different people, no matter how.
Yeah, from your from where you are in life with your experiences at that point.
Yeah.
But and maybe I'll defer to Ari on this. There's a theory about like matter taking up its own space and time, right? There's a theory of like, if you have the same matter of two Aris existing, I can't place my finger, but there's like a scientific theory, I think, that cannot exist.
I don't know if it's an actual scientific theory. It's more of a story theory.
Okay.
Some stories I've written in a way where if your matter, it's the same exact matter.
Yeah.
It will either implode or explode or cancel each other out. I don't know if that's an actual scientific theory, but it's been in a few.
Because like if I went back a week.
And hung out with yourself.
That person wouldn't be there. The week ago person would be gone because my future self would have consumed its energy.
That's a right. It's a possibility. Has that been done? Has there been a time travel buddy buddy film of just two of the same people like going on? Like Desmond time travels back and then Desmond and old Desmond go on an adventure together. Like it's a buddy buddy cop film, but it's the same person. Has that happened?
No.
That'd be an interesting premise for a film, right?
Like a comedy.
It's a time travel comedy, yeah, of like you and yourself.
Well,
go, like,
I mean,
Looper.
They've done it but with cloning.
At the same, no, not cloning, but the same age. Desmond, or Desmond of 1 year, Desmond of 6 months, Desmond of 4 weeks comes back with current Desmond, but there's some antagonists and they go on this rip roaring adventure. Newer Desmond, older Desmond together. That hasn't happened.
Well, you know who kind of does it? It's killing me that I can't fucking think of the name of this movie.
Is it one we've done?
Yeah. Where the one with the grandfather paradox, he basically pals around with himself. No.
Predestination?
Yes. He basically goes back and...
Oh, yeah. Well, he
they go on an adventure together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right, Des.
Yeah.
Call it what you want, but...
I think once a year, we should watch that film again.
There have been a couple of movies that we've watched where I'm like, oh, that's his dad, or that's him. That older guy is him, and then it doesn't turn out to be, and I'm always surprised.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen more often at the end of the movie. It's just like, I am you. You are me.
I feel like you would know if it was you. I would know instantly if it was me.
The older guy would know for sure.
No, I would know if it was me. If it was like an old lady showed up.
I think you would.
I would know it was me instantly.
I think there's a way. And I think also if like you interacted with like a parent of yours, like the Marty McFly thing. Well, he knew that she would. Well,
like you,
she would get a feeling. She would get a wish. She wouldn't know, I guess, but she would get something.
And she got a feeling, but she got another feeling, too.
You're talking about like you have a young son right now. Like right. He's 6 or 7, right?
Yeah.
If some like 50-year-old guy walked up to you, you would recognize if it was Cole as a 50-year-old?
I don't know. I would think so. When you know someone, if you see like those eyes and that face, like haven't you ever seen someone you knew young, but like years later? And I think so. When it's you're like your child, yeah. If it's someone like you dated once, man. Like, and you dated in junior high for like a week. And what do I know?
Interesting concept.
I know some things.
Yeah, I think the farther away you get, the harder it gets. I think Ari might be right. Like if we're talking 15, 20 years, you'll probably put it, especially if you're hanging out with them. You wouldn't pass them on the street and go, what? But if you're solving crimes together.
I like this film.
This buddy cop
film with himself. He's a streetwise police officer. He's also a streetwise police officer because they're the same person.
Well, because that'd be a good way to create an army every day.
No,
I don't want that's a lot.
An army of Scots.
Because it would have to, because you couldn't do it the next day. It'd have to be the previous day. So I'd have to go back a year. And then yesterday's me would have to go back 364 days.
Yeah, but then how do you fix that paradox?
Yeah.
How do you correct that?
We're not, you know, just because Scott says it's right doesn't mean it is.
Scott's theory is right.
And you have to murder.
Who can we ask to find out that my time theory is correct?
Yourself.
Can we have some god on the next show? Any god will do.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Time cop.
Let's get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show.
Yeah, can you get him on? Does you got connections?
He can shut our show down in 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that would be so cool if we could get Neil deGrasse Tyson on our show.
He'll be like, look guys, I've been listening and I think Scott's really onto something. Also, he's going to say, Interstellar is pretty good.
he's going to say, have you guys seen Happy Death Day? That's
this article I was just reading is like, it goes into a lot of these shows and a lot of the paradoxes, and it lists Cinderella 3 as an example in one
no
of these lists.
Way.
Apparently, Cinderella 3, they go back to try to make sure she doesn't meet the prince.
No way.
Yeah. Uh-oh, we're going to have to do this. Oh, no.
I'm putting that on our list right now.
It covers a lot of ground. I'm going to send you this article when we're done. It goes into a lot of different paradoxes. It lists a lot of Doctor Who episodes.
I found one, too. I haven't even looked into it. Like, every once in a while, I just see that a movie exists, and based on the name, I'm like, we're fucking doing that. We're doing Quantum Cowboys at some point.
That's the name of the strip group that I'm in as a side to make money in the evenings. It's called Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time. Lady Tremaine uses the fairy godmother's wand to turn back time and stop Cinderella from marrying the prince. But they said the paradox is thus eliminating her reason for going back in time altogether.
Oh my God, this is a legit Disney movie. Holy shit.
What, Cinderella 3?
Yeah.
Well, wait, legit meaning like it's commissioned by Disney, but like it's just a straight to video that most people have not seen.
Right. I figured it was some like randos doing a weird story, not Disney continuing their.
Maybe if we do this one, we can get my daughter to be on a podcast.
I know Walt didn't write it, but you know what we're doing this summer? We're doing an episode with Will because his senior project is on reading Slaughterhouse-Five.
Oh, great.
So we'll watch Slaughterhouse-Five and we'll get Will on this summer.
Yeah, it's ridiculous we haven't done Slaughterhouse-Five.
Yeah, totally.
Put that on the list right next to Cinderella 3.
That's exactly where it's going. Cinderella 3, Slaughterhouse-Five. So the Umbrella Academy.
Yep.
I don't want this kid's powers.
You don't? Oh my God, I do.
This is a dangerous. I mean, I guess I want his
power.
You
want to master it. You want to master it. You don't want to be like not knowing what to do with it.
But does he ever master it? Or does he just get better at it?
No, because when he tries it again, but you know, he's trying to teleport six people at a time.
Oh yeah.
He messes up and goes back. You know,
but like his portal stuff is pretty accurate.
I mean, his teleportation.
Teleportation, yeah.
His spatial jumps.
Yeah, Scott just wants to teleport.
And time travel.
I'm all about spatial jumps. But even that's a little shoddy because when he's in the shootout.
That scene is so great.
I think he even has some problems with his spatial jumps.
Well, I think he runs out of juice at some point.
Yeah, what is it? What's his mana? Is it cheeseburgers? Like what?
Yeah, he has to rest.
Yeah, you got it, yeah. If I could master jumping through time and space, that's a whole bunch of awesome.
I would get stuck in a time worse than the apocalypse if I was this kid.
That's one of my favorite. If like all our scenarios that we've posed, if I could just do both of those masterfully, that's I'm all about it.
I just want to go into a closet and come out.
No closet time travel. Our family's got this thing. If you go in the closet and you concentrate real hard.
But only men.
Only the men.
Only men.
Sexist time travel films. That's a subgenre.
That really is. There's a couple of them.
It's one of those things where as soon as you have the ability to time travel, you almost need like the time cops, the agency, the police to put a rein on it. Because if you had that ultimate power, somebody or group of people would be able to do anything.
Well, and this is where it's inconsistent. If they were the time police that's seen all the time, they knew that he would be doing this and he would do it in the future, and they could have just killed him before he did it or stopped him at the beginning because they knew he would have done this.
That's true.
As far as the story goes, it makes for a good story.
Yes.
To have somebody or a group of people that has to govern time because there is time travel.
Right.
And if they truly believe in what has happened must happen, then they can't go back and kill him. They have to let him do his thing.
But these guys don't believe that. These guys know everything, but sometimes people go beyond and they have to correct it.
Because we never find out, like, did the commission always blow up the Hindenburg? Or did someone go back and save the Hindenburg at some point? And so then the commission had to send someone else back to shoot it.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Or was the commission always...
That's a great point.
Was Kennedy always a commission job? Or...
Was there one where it happened, but then someone stopped it, and then they did it from then on? Or was it always... Yeah.
See, that's the problem with time travel stories. They always try to tell another story. Tell the time travel story. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't care about the families or any of that stuff. I want to know more about the time travel.
Yeah, this was a weird one, and it wasn't the only focal point, but it's a really, I don't know, it's a cool use of time travel and like his powers. Ends up becoming a pretty big part of the story. And then, like we said, season two is the entire season's all of them in the 60s.
How does the time travel device work? Do they have to put in coordinates or do they just think hard about it like Five does?
I'm trying to remember. I feel like, don't they adjust dials on the side of the suitcase?
Yeah.
And then it like takes them there. I don't think they have to configure any math.
Also like Predestination. They use the violin case in Predestination.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the main two time cops we focus on for at least most of the first and second series. I like Hazel and Cha-Cha.
Oh, yeah. Cha-Cha's what's her name, right?
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
From hip hop to time travel cop.
Hell yeah.
That's the name of her biography. You're welcome, Mary J.
Oh, and number five. So it one of these episodes ends with number five doing a lot of calculations, and he finds... four people that if one of the, he doesn't know which one, but he figures if he kills these four people, it will prevent the apocalypse.
Right. And he's doing all the math all over the room.
I like how his math equals Milton Green. Milton Green, Alex Cameron, Casey Chavez, and Robert Polko.
And he ends up, he was right about one of the names.
Was he?
We find out later. Yeah. It's one of the people that's kind of messed with his sister, Anya, who ends up unleashing her powers. And her powers are so great, it's kind of what causes. Doesn't she destroy the moon? And that's what causes the apocalypse.
She's the cause of the apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah, she's the cause. But the person he's trying to eliminate is the one who kind of helped free that out of her. But he was also, he was an obsessive person of the Umbrella Academy. And so he went in with the ulterior motives. See, we just covered this episode and the whole series. You're welcome, universe.
There we go. There you go. The Umbrella Academy. Any final thoughts on the Academy?
Cool time travel, space and time, powers, and a little bit of math. A few loopholes, but very entertaining.
Yeah, some good concepts. Some original concepts.
Very good. This turned out to be a great episode. I knew it was going to be good because there was a little time travel. I knew we'd come out with it. But thanks to you guys remembering more of the series, this turned into a great little chat. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have good chats.
Thank you for listening to Time Pop. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And you missed it because we talked about it before we were recording, but just to let you guys know, we're planning a group record with many podcasts from the Sounds Awesome Network. We're going to definitely do some All the Answers and Time Pop chat. We'll hopefully get TNT on there and do a little bit of Wheel of Time talk. And we might get a pop in from That Fitness Couple and Be Brave, but they are way over on the East Coast. So by the time we record, it'll probably be late, but we will definitely mention them when we record. So it'll be about a month before that episode comes out, but just stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you've been wondering about these other podcasts that I talk about, that'll be your chance to get introduced to them. We will air that on this feed and many others.
Oh. That's like an Avengers film. That's like a big crossover film. That's like the Wu-Tang Clan coming back together for a reunion tour. You got Ghostface, you got Meth Man, you got all of us.
Red Man will show up, even though he's not official Tanger.
Yeah, fuck
it. He'll be there. Red Man will be there. It'll be great. Until that episode airs, you can find these podcasts at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Scott.
And this was...
Rewind time.
Catch you next time. No, that's cheesy.
You need a good catchphrase?
Instead of see you there, see you then.
Yeah.
Oh, time is a construct, but we're real.
Are we?
That's a good point. It's debatable.
Bye.
Ooh, that's a good catchphrase. I like it.
What's wrong with you? Can we start already?
Desmond, this doesn't go into the podcast.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.